Thanks, Don. Is a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Coming up a little bit later in the hour, Vagabond's going to join us to talk about her new record. She is a, sort of an indie rock darling right now. She's got a sold-out show at Shuba's, and she is on the Pitchfork lineup for this summer on Union Park, so we'll talk with Vagabond. Leticia Tamko, that's her name, a.k.a. Vagabond. That's so. Because I know everybody listening out there is like, Vagabond who? Well, they're just the way it works. So anyway, she's hot. So my next guests are Chicago actors, but instead of working on a stage, they're working in front of a casket. Yeah, that makes it sound so morose. And you know what? It's just the opposite. Flanagan's Wake, the long-running interactive Irish funeral, is back on stage at Chicago Theater Works on Belmont. It's a Chicago staple. And in studio with me tonight, two of the actors from the production, Luciana Bonifazi and Greg Dodds. Luciana, Greg, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you very much for having
us. So what did you guys know? I mean, this play has been around for a long time. I mean, it's almost the sibling to Tony and Tina's Wedding. It sort of takes on the same concepts of being an interactive play.
Sure.
First off, talk about what you knew about the play before you were in it. And secondly, you know, what you knew about just the process of being in an interactive play as actors.
Well, I actually know the creators of Flanagan's Wake pretty well. We all do improv together. We have for several years. So I knew a little bit of the backstory. And actually, it's funny you mentioned Tony and Tina's because it all kind of came out of that. I feel like they were doing Irish accents after a show at the bar one night. And someone came up to them and was like, you guys should do Tony and Tina's Wedding, but like Irish. And they were like, yeah, but it wouldn't be a wedding. It would be a wake. So that's kind of how that came about.
I didn't know anything about it. I was as surprised as anyone. I actually started working at Chicago Theater Works, where Flanagan's Wake is, where the wake is held. And I came into it kind of blind. I had a background as an actor and as an improviser, and we were doing a show there called We Got a Bingo. Which was a show that was running up in, it's continuing to run up in Minneapolis. And I was a part of that. And they said, we're bringing Flanagan's Wake back. I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know that it was a Chicago landmark. And I didn't know it was a long-standing Chicago theater tradition that people were a part of. And I think that's one of the reasons why I got in it, because I had no idea what it was. I was playing with house money.
We Got a Bingo is similar in the way that it's, you know, it's a little interactive. You're playing
right.
So you're familiar with the concept of being an actor that's not on stage, that's actually in the or playing around with the audience.
Right. That you get an opportunity to do both. You get an opportunity to go up there and play a part, and my character is the mayor of the town, and I hold the wake and sort of keep the wake running as smoothly as he possibly can. But there are plenty of opportunities where I get to go into the audience and play. And I think that's one of the things when you do a show that's open-ended, that continues to do a number of shows that's open-ended, that's what keeps you on your toes. I think I have a certain amount of sympathy for someone who is doing the same show over and over and over for 20, 40, 60, 100 performances, where in Flanagan's Wake, the other performers or myself get the advantage that there's going to be part of it that's going to be a surprise.
Do you like that as an improviser? I mean,
I'm interested in that.
Do you like the idea of being in the actual environment, not just being on stage, but sort of having the sort of partner in the stage be someone who is an audience member?
So right now I'm doing Flanagan's and Tony Tina's, and they're both very different beasts. Because Tony Tina's is kind of just mayhem, and so people are running up to you, and I'm pregnant in the show as well, so people are just touching me and whatever. So that gets a little crazy. But with Flanagan's, what's nice is I feel like there's a nice give and take between the audience, because it feels more like a show and less like a big party.
Yeah, right.
So it feels less immersive, I would say, than Tony and Tina's. It feels like there's an actual, we are the audience and you are up there, even though we still play it as if they're all mourners at the wake.
Right.
But there's a little, it's more controlled mayhem than it is at Tony and Tina's, I feel like.
Greg,
so for me, I love that.
Greg,
I love
you talk about, Luciana, like the idea of like people touching you.
Yeah.
Do you have to, when you're doing this kind of interactive theater, how do you set any sort of boundary?
I think there's a couple ways. I mean, there's always a couple of standard tricks mm-hmm. and ways that you can deal with people. And I think over time, I think the same way that a stand-up comic does or any sort of improviser does, somebody who's working directly with an audience, is you start to learn what you can get away with yep. and you start to have some tricks in your bag. I, for one, I love, and especially around St. Patrick's Day, we get a lot of people who have pre-gamed the wake.
Yeah.
And
that's a great way to say it, right?
So, right. And I love a big, slightly inebriated audience, because they come in there and they're there to have
sure.
a good time.
Yeah.
But it is, and we talk about this too, is like some nights we'll have very staid, quiet audiences where we'll ask for suggestions and we'll really have to sort of grind it out of them. And then there are some nights where they will shout out suggestions even if we didn't particularly mm-hmm. need a suggestion at that point, which is a lot. I mean, and it's the same show.
Yeah.
It's the same show. And it's a matter of, I guess it's a matter of working with an audience and having some experience doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But that still doesn't mean that every single time we do it, we get a different.
Right. Luciana, I'm always fascinated because I think that there is, yeah, obviously the audience is interested in this concept. I mean,
yeah.
like you said, with Flanagan's Wake, it's a little bit different than Tony and Tina's, but the same concept of the audience is really going there because they are feeding off the fear and excitement that they're going to interact with the players.
Totally.
Right? So talk about that. I mean, is it for you doing improv and doing other things in theater, can you sense the difference of a Flanagan's Wake audience? I mean, is there a different sort of emotion or anxiety that comes with someone paying a ticket and sitting down?
I mean, there's similar audience members in both those types of shows. Like, because even at a Flanagan's Wake or a Tony and Tina's, you get the people who are like, no, don't put me up there. Don't touch me. Don't talk to me. Like, I'm not. They don't want to be interacted with. They're just there to watch everybody else dance. And like, but I think, I think at Flanagan's, we do get those audience members who like definitely want to be a part of it. They want, I mean, from the very beginning, they're into, we like give everyone little name tags with their like Irish name, so all of the guys become, they have like a Patrick after their name, and all of the women have Mary in front of their name. So it's, I think from that moment on, they're like, oh, I'm part of this. This is awesome. And they like definitely like, but like Greg said, that sometimes there's quiet audiences that don't right. want to give suggestions. You got to kind of pull it out of them. Greg does a really funny bit of like, because he actually is, I think the most of all of us, goes around during the actual show and gets suggestions from people. And so if people aren't making eye contact, he's like, noted that you're not making eye contact with me. Perfect.
You do. And you have a comfort level with it. And that's, you come up to a table and you know who wants to play.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, right, the people who want to play, maybe that's not the person you want to play with. Maybe it's the person who is clearly
intimidated
by it or right. And because, right. I mean, it's like and sometimes those people will bring the most delight to a show.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's not what people want to hear when they come to the show. That it's like, oh, I'm going to be picked on. I mean, that's certainly not the case. I mean, you don't want to put anybody in a position where they're going to feel silly or feel foolish.
Totally. But I think sometimes those lead to the best bits, too. Especially like for me, because I tend to not talk to my person before I bring them up on stage. And so if they have nothing to say, I can turn that into a huge bit, which is great. So it gives me a little bit more material.
Luciana Bonifazi and Greg Dodds are actors in Flanagan's Wake, which is on stage at Chicago Theater Works on Belmont. And both of you have done, you know, this kind of work before. As you mentioned,
yep.
We Got a Bingo and Tony and Tina's Wedding.
Yep.
But you also do other stuff that's more formal, the more standard theater,
sure.
where the audience doesn't get up on stage with you.
Sure.
Yep.
Do you get sort of, when you think about both the kind of the theater that you do, do you find yourself having to sort of form a different discipline for either? I mean, do you get up on stage at improv and you find yourself slipping and going, come up on, oh, sorry, wrong. or vice versa, where, you know, there's a little bit more, like you almost find yourself with a different style.
For me, I think there's a certain discipline that comes with, like Greg was saying earlier, doing the exact same show over and over and over again. I was on Royal Caribbean for 2 years doing Hairspray, and
wow.
by the end of 8 months, you're kind of sick of doing Hairspray, you know? Versus when we do a Flanagan's Wake or Tony Tina's, every night is completely different because you have a completely different audience bringing you different energy. And so, you know, with more scripted shows where you're doing the same show day in and day out for months at a time, you kind of find bits within the cast and bits, even if, you know, sometimes there's someone funny in the audience that's, you know, plenty of people on the cruise are drinking and so they'll shout stuff out. But yeah, I don't know. There's a different excitement for me that comes with doing improv, and especially stuff where that's a little bit more audience interactive heavy.
I mean, my background is not. I mean, I did some improv. I did some main stage stuff when I was living in Los Angeles out at Second City. And that's a very... It's still sort of a performance for people. I mean, you're getting the suggestion, but at the same time, everything is... I think even maybe more so is when I'm improvising, I'm very... doing my best to be very conscious of the people who I'm on stage with. Right.
Right. Right.
You know, if I'm doing a scene, I'm doing an improv scene with Lou, I'm doing my best to try to listen to her and amuse her. And the best stuff I do as an improviser is stuff where I've completely forgotten about the audience.
Yep.
Like, hey, if you're going to like to, you know, right. We're creating something together as a team. You know, we're sort of, this is co-written by us and the audience just happens to be there to watch it. And if you enjoy it, terrific.
Yeah.
But with the hybrid is much more fun because it becomes a real, this cast, it's a small cast. It's seven, mm-hmm. Seven people. And I become very close to them because in a way, I mean, we are doing a show that we know really well.
Yeah.
And there are these moments where we're reaching out to the audience, members, but because we get to know those audience members much more so than an improv show. I think it brings our cast together.
Yeah.
Even when it's because it's not an adversarial relationship, but it is, we have to go, so we're out there, yeah, sort of at odds with an audience.
Yeah.
Right.
Especially if they're crazy.
Especially if they're crazy, right? Like if we get somebody or we get a table, right? We have a bit where we'll bring up a table, right? We have the Killarney dancers come up and we'll call the Killarney dancers come on up, right? And, you know, during the break, I'll have like Steve Peebles who plays the father. He will come up to me and say, "Don't bring table 10 up to the they're not, you don't want to have them anywhere near."
Yeah.
This don't do that. Or I'm like, hey, I'm gonna ask this person to sing, this person said they wanted to sing, and so we're gonna bring somebody up to come and sing Danny Boy in the second half. And I'm like, great, that's less work for me.
Yeah,
somebody's already reached, another cast member's already reached into the audience to go, ooh, this person would be perfect for X. So we also know where we're going, and there's an end result, yeah, that we're all shooting, yeah, for, and we're all pulling on the same rope, but it's a little bit of a different rope every night.
I feel like we're all on the same team. It's like the cast and the audience are all on the same team, but the cast is like the players that have been around forever, and the audience is like the rookie that we're still getting to know. So we all kind of have to help each
last
other.
Last question. I mean, sure. For an audience member who might be at home right now, who's like, I want to do this, but you know what? This is a new experience for me, and I don't really want to interact with you. I don't want to get up on stage, but I do.
You do.
What do you tell them? What do you say to an audience member to bring and prepare for to come see Flanagan's Wake?
I don't think there's a way to prepare for it. I think just to prepare to come and have a good time. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's I don't think anybody comes into it, comes away with it feeling like, I mean, that's our first job as actors that are reaching out into the audience, is that we're taking care of them.
Yeah.
That they are in our place and we're making sure. But it's the same way that, you know, your fun aunt or your fun uncle grabs you and pulls you onto the dance floor. And you're like, oh, I don't want to go dance on the dance floor. And then as soon as you're out on the dance floor, you're having a good time.
Right.
And that's, I think, what people, you know, whether it's be dancing or telling a story or telling a joke or singing a song, that's the sort of experience, yeah, that we're trying to get. We're trying to push people. We're not trying to push anybody to a point where they're not going to have a good time.
And I think building on that, I think that just telling them not to overthink it, because I feel like you see people all the time and they're like, the wheels in their mind are turning when we're asking them for a suggestion, and just literally shout out whatever the first thing is that comes to your head.
It's a classic show, Flanagan's Wake.
It's a lot of fun.
On stage,
yeah,
at Chicago Theater Works on Belmont here in Chicago. Luciana Bonifazi and Greg Doggs are in the show, and they will take care of you if you come out. You guys, I can't thank you enough for coming out tonight.
Appreciate it. Sure. Thank you so much.